Let's turn now to China, where the Chinese Communist Party announced this week that it is officially banning golf club memberships for party members. Now, owning a golf club membership was added to an official list of vices, along with excessive eating and drinking. It's part of the Communist Party's anti-corruption push. And joining us with more is NPR's Anthony Kuhn. He's in Beijing. Hi there, Anthony.
Hey, Meghna.
So President Xi is not the first Chinese leader to have misgivings about golf. I believe Mao Zedong banned it. But what is the problem with golf? Why is Xi doing this?
It's not really golf per se, but I mean, this sport has a reputation as a bit of a rich folks' pastime in China. Membership in a golf club is not something most working class folks can afford here. And after all, this is supposed to be the vanguard of the proletariat, this party, not the bourgeoisie. So, you know, if people here see party members and officials playing at golf clubs, they're going to think, you know, how can these people afford that on their public servant salaries? Either they're paying for it with taxpayer money or some wealthy businessman is footing the bill, and that could be some sort of bribe. The other thing is an environmental concern, and that's just that golf courses take up lots of water and arable land, which are both in short supply in China.
Right. Interesting. I see also that back in 2009, a state-run newspaper called the game Green Opium, warning that officials were just spending too much time playing golf and not fulfilling their duties. But you mentioned that the golf courses are environmentally questionable in China. How many golf courses are there?
There are lots of different estimates. I mean, they're in the hundreds and, over 1,000. But there are a lot of newly minted nouveau riche here in China, and it's one of the things they want to play to let other people know that they've arrived. So even with the ban, there's going to be plenty of demand, I think.
Mm. And so what about golf course owners? Is the Communist Party doing anything to go after them? Are golf course owners in China responding?
Well, some golf courses are being shut down if they don't have the proper permits. There's not a lot they can do about it. The owners are not able to organize or protest this move by the government, really. They just have to hope that this blows over and they'll be able to do better business later.
Hmm. Well, I see here that the Communist Party says that it has 88 million members. That's a lot of people. Now, not to make too huge a deal about this issue regarding golf, but, you know, how do they plan on enforcing this new rule?
Well, 88 million members. That's the world's largest political party. And these rules are just, you know, internal rules for party members. And the idea that the party has in issuing these rules is to hold its members to a sort of higher ethical standard than the rest of the population at large.
A higher ethical standard. Okay. There is the underlying issue here of corruption. And does an act like this of going after golf and Chinese golf players, would that do anything to reduce corruption in China?
Well, it's part of the problem of, you know, eating, drinking, traveling, entertainment at public expense. It's a big part of the anti-corruption drive that Xi Jinping has been prosecuting over the past couple of years. It costs the country billions of dollars in waste, and getting rid of it is very popular with ordinary citizens, even though it may depress businesses for, you know, restaurants, clubs and the like. The government says that a lot of the anti-corruption drive is now aimed at the symptoms just to give them the time to address the root causes. And some of them would argue that that's what they're doing, addressing the root causes by making new rules. At the same time, they're ruling out any independent oversight of the party. They say we'll police ourselves. And these rules actually make it harder for party members to criticize what they perceive as mistaken policies from the party. For example, restrictions on playing golf.
So, Anthony, in hearing you describe this, you know, it occurs to me that, okay, it makes sense that the Chinese Communist Party says that the eating, the drinking, the excessive luxury that all goes along with playing or perceived to go along with playing golf isn't in line with what the Communist Party should symbolize. But on the other hand, it's the same party that opened the door to capitalism in China. So are we seeing here yet, you know, another example of how the Chinese Communist Party and Chinese leadership has to sort of balance the soul of the party with what the country has become?
It's a change in direction. Okay, during the 1990s, what the Communist Party tried to do under then-Party Secretary Jiang Zemin was to co-opt these new wealthy elites, bring them into the party, make them part of the ruling system. Okay, but ruling elites like to play golf. So now it's sort of going in the opposite direction, saying politics is in control here. If you want to be a member of this elite, you have to set certain ethical standards for yourself. So it represents something very different in terms of direction from where the party was a decade ago or so.
That's NPR's Anthony Kuhn speaking to us from Beijing. Anthony, always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Meghna.